You have a call on customer service. My name is Naya. How may I help you?
Yes. What type of company is this Fab Fit Trends?
Just a third-party call center that helps many different companies.
Could you repeat that again? That was
just a third-party call center that helps many different companies.
Is this only a mail order company or?
We work for many different companies.
Okay, because I have a charge on my bank account, and I've never bought anything from that magazine.
Baby, get your zip code.
34224.
May I have a first and last name?
Richard Fleming Loss.
You said 34224?
34224, yes.
3422. You said Richard.
Yes.
I'm trying to do that, bro. Spell your last name for me.
Pardon me?
May you spell your last name?
I didn't catch that.
May you spell your last name?
Oh. Fleminglosss, Sam.
You said LOSS, what else?
LOSS, Sam.
Sam?
Yes, two S's.
Oh, okay.
Fleming Loss, all one name.
Okay. Okay, I do see that account. Okay, give me 1 second while I see what's going on.
Okay. It's okay. 6989.
Yes, I do see where you try to enter a contest.
It's for what?
A contest for the
a
bike
contest?
Hoops. Mm-hmm. Do you remember paying like $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes, like for a vacuum, iPad, or a tablet?
Yeah.
Or doing a, okay. So when you did pay that, it did enroll you inside of a Bites Hub contest entry.
Okay, this is for the vacuum?
Yes. And
okay, what kind of vacuum is this?
I'm not sure what type of vacuum it is, but when you did do it and pay the $1 or $2 for any one of those items that I named, it did come with Bites Hub. So that's why you was charged $59.89.
Okay, because it was only supposed to be for hand postage and handling.
Right.
But they charged all of $59.89?
Yes.
So that's the final. That's not going to be adjusted.
What'd you say?
That's not going to be adjusted. That is the final.
What do you mean adjusted?
I mean, because it's only supposed to be freight and handling, not the price of the vacuum.
Right, but that's not the price of the vacuum. That is the bite hub. The when you did try to get the vacuum, it did come with a bite tub, so like it's attached with it.
Okay. I don't know. It was very clear. All I had to do is pay for the shipping and handling, and that was it. And then they come through and charge for the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
What a ripoff.
So what are you trying to do today, sir?
And I'm trying to get rid of that charge, but okay, so they bought it from whoever Fabulous Trends is then. Okay. Thanks for checking that out for me.
You're welcome. You want me to get this account canceled? Because if you don't cancel, you'll be billed again.
Okay. All righty.
Give me 1 second. And make sure I have everything done and canceled.
Are you checking something else, you said?
I'm trying to make sure I have your account canceled so you won't be charged again.
I'm having a hard time hearing you for some reason.
I'm trying to make sure your account is canceled.
Oh yeah, with that Fabulous Trends. Well, after I receive it, can you see if it's been shipped already?
That's the $5.59.89 was for a contest entry.
Oh, for a contest entry.
Right.
Holy moly. Boy, what a ripoff.
But what I did do was get that account canceled for you.
Okay, very good. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.